I definitely deserved it. He was, in my eyes, the best player in the tournament, most consistent. And I know Michael went out with 106 average, but whenever he couldn't beat Raymond, I didn't think Raymond was going to make the final. I thought he was going to do him in the semi, but no, the best player won it.
Two of the best players on the circuit played in the final, but didn't really spark the life.
It didn't spark live. I think I came down because they're so good of friends. I think they were kind of waiting for one day start, and then they kind of didn't do that. Maybe they were too friendly towards one another, that if they won a leg or won a set, they didn't give it loads, or trying to bring themselves on. And I think that's what probably happened. They were too much respect for one another.
When you look back at last night's coverage, and they spoke to Gary Anderson about his route to the final, and it was a fairly straightforward route. Before last night, he only lost two sets. One of them was to you, and he mentioned that 4-1 victory over you, that it would have been no surprise, and it could have been quite easily have been 4-1 to you. When you look back on it, do you have any regrets?
I don't really have any regrets. I just missed opportunity. I'd say I missed doubles. A wee bit more luck on my doubles, and the second and third set, it could have been 3-0 up, and it could have went anywhere then. But I was prepared, preparing myself, even if it did go 3-0 up, because I remember at the same stage last year, he played Klassen, and Klassen was 3-1 up on him, and Gary came back and beat him. So, but no, it was just a couple of unfortunate missed doubles, but that's why Gary's a world champion.
Your reputation has taken a boost in the fact that people acknowledge you're a heavy hitter and you're a player that nobody can take lightly.
No, well, that's it. I've been waiting now for quite a few years now to take my A game onto the stage. I know I can beat anybody on the floor, and the players know that themselves now. But it was just a matter of taking it onto the stage, just trying to get my head right, and just wee bits and pieces I get, which I've done this year to improve myself on the big stage, because that's where you will get noticed. You can be the best player off the stage, and but you'll never get noticed. You have to do your work on the stage.
You've taken that step. How do you take the next step? Because the next step is obviously trying to get into the top 16, and that's when you start earning the money.
Well, the top 16 guarantees you every televised tournament there is going. So everybody's looking at that. There's 150 people looking at that. So the top 16 people is there right now. They've well deserved. It's hard to get there, and it's harder to even stay there.
Can you get there?
It's not impossible. Everything's possible, but I'd love to play there, don't get me wrong. But if it has to take a year or two, I'll wait and hold out and hopefully I can get there someday.
Now, as we sit here this morning, Gary Anderson could be getting up with a sore head and the Sid Waddell Trophy. You're about to go out to do a day's work.
Well, that's the life and joys of darts. One minute you could be up trying to beat the world champion, and the next thing you could be in working at somebody's bathroom, pulling out bathrooms and stuff like that. But there's not very many people enjoys work, but I'm one of the people that does.